Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I am a consultant on the film American Drug War. I'm also in it. 5 hours total. We've got it at Infowars.com right now available. Tommy Chung, a.k.a. TommyChung.com. The film has won so many awards at film festivals, I'm not even going to have time to mention it. The feds have raided him over it. This country's in deep trouble. Got to stand up for the First Amendment. Yeah, Kevin, I remember you for like months and months, and I had to call and give him more documents and have prison call me and GloboCorp, whatever it was called. And I even forgot about that, the hoops you jumped through to get in to see Tommy in prison. Tell folks about that.
Yeah, I mean, I've had easier time, you know, trying to get a record deal with Warner Brothers. You know, I mean, it was like, you know, it's the same, you know, it was a privately owned prison, the Taft Corporation. It used to be called Wackenhut. They changed it to the Geo Group. And people should go and you should Google Geo Group, and you'll see that this is a U.S.-based corporation that has prisons on 7 continents. And they even have like a picture of the globe with little dots where all their prison facilities and detention centers are, sprinkled all over the world. And, you know, basically every time they would tell me that, okay, you've got the okay, they'd give me a date, I'd book the flights, I'd hire the crew.
They do that on purpose.
Yeah. I mean, I had several times, I had a time when I had gotten the whole crew here to Los Angeles. This is back when I was living in Texas. And then the woman calls me and like, oh, we're not going to be able to allow you to get in unless you fax us that, you know, and you know, I was have lawyers and people.
Well, we got 3 minutes left. Tommy, you want to comment on that?
I have no idea, man. You know, they never let me know anything, you know, inside.
But that's just one little example of the manipulation.
Right. Well, they let me in before we got out.
Hold on, Tommy, go ahead.
If my wife showed up wearing the wrong pair of shoes, they wouldn't let her in. And that's after driving, you know, hours and hours and hours.
Kevin?
What they did was they purposely just allowed me in to interview him right before he got out. That was their thinking.
That's what it was, huh?
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter, you know, because you got a good movie there, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
Well, the fact is, everybody knows who the bad guys are, and Tommy's had amazing courage to do this. And I don't know how long this system can go or what's going to change. Tommy Chong, do you see a revolution coming?
No, not. It's a quiet revolution. You know, it's a Mahatma Gandhi type revolution. You know, where it's a, like the Barack Obama thing. You know, where he's not beholden to big corporations. And that's what happened, you know. The trouble, what happened, everything happens for a reason. We got to realize that. And it's a yin and yang thing, you know. The more, the higher the oil prices become, the more dependent we will become on electric cars. So it's all going to work out fine.
So you see it as a renaissance?
Totally. Totally. Quiet, because you can't. I read a bumper sticker one time. You can't win peace. You can't fight peace. You have to become peaceful, and you can't fight a peaceful person. It's impossible. One time, I got attacked at the airport, and the guy used karate on me, and I didn't fight back at all. And his blows were ineffective. They just stopped. He just eventually stopped, and then the cops took him away. And you know, and
why did the idiot attack you?
Huh?
Why did he attack you? Just for no reason?
It was Hare Krishna. They were trying to shut the Hare Krishnas down from Begin at the airport. And so the airport employees were walking behind the Hare Krishnas blowing whistles. And I happened to be standing there, and I got involved. This guy started pushing me, and I pushed him back. And he turned out to be a hitman, a karate guy for the Hare Krishnas, and he attacked me. And I just didn't do anything. And you know, I'm a brawler, I'm a hockey player. You know, I can get into a good one, but something just stopped me from doing anything. And that's when I found out the power of
amazing resistance. Tommy Chong. Tommy Chong, thank you so much for all the time. I can't wait to have you in, Chi Chong. Thank you so much. Let me say bye to you during the break. Thank you so much. Kevin, stay there. Another big guest coming up, too. Stay with us.
Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
They're getting on the line, the head of the National Association of Medical Examiners, a very prestigious group of physicians. State judge, they had three deaths in one county. The doctors, the medical examiners said tasers did it. They all died after being tasered. That's kind of like if a Mack truck runs over somebody with a drunk driver. Will Mack truck sue the family of the dead person that the Mack truck smashes over 50 yards? You know, you ever seen that? I have. And maybe they'll just, Mack truck will just sue the family and say, hey, you can't say that a Mack truck killed. Maybe the, I mean, again, I've seen a Mack truck on the side of the highway that ran over somebody who ran across the highway, across I-35. And we were all stuck in bumper-to-bumper traffic. I hate to be graphic, but there was guts, there was a leg, person was torn in several pieces. They were over about 50 yards. The truck hit them, smashed them, flew up over the top. Other cars ran over it. I wonder if, I mean, I'm sure the medical examiner said cause of death was a Mack truck and was being hit by a large automobile. And I wonder if Mack, it was a Mack truck. I saw the little bulldog on the hood ornament. It was the person's fault, by the way, for running across. But the point is that the Mack truck would have been what killed him, being hit by a truck going 70 miles an hour on I-35. Now, what would you do if Mack truck sued that family and said, or the medical examiners and said, you can't say a Mack truck did that? Or what if cops shoot a bank robber and the family is upset about it and the medical examiner says that the cops 223 SWAT team round, fired out of an M16, killed him. Will say Bushmaster, a maker of M16s, or say Colt, will they then sue the medical examiner and say, you can't say the cause of death was a bullet out of a Bushmaster 223? Now, we just had Bloomberg say up in New York that there's a gag order in a trial of a gun owner. He can't raise the Second Amendment. I see cases where the FBI says the Constitution's inadmissible. The judge agrees. I mean, we're living in the twilight zone. And if you can't talk about the Constitution in court, I don't know where you can. But this is very dangerous. Where does this end? If a medical examiner finds that, say, some poisoning of a water supply killed people. Or let's say there's a chlorine gas release. We're about to go to our esteemed guest. So I appreciate holding while I set this up. I have family that lives down in Texas City in Houston. They've had cases where chlorine gas has gotten out and killed people several times in the last few decades. Will the chemical plant sue the medical examiner if they say chlorine gas killed the person? Or if the doctor says that? I mean, this is a new dark age. If this is like Galileo saying that the planets orbit the Earth. Or saying that wasn't the case, saying that the Earth orbits the Sun. I mean, he was locked up for that by the judges, by the papal judges. So we now go to the head of the National Association of Medical Examiners, very busy gentleman. We appreciate Jeffrey Jensen for coming on with us. You guys have been decrying this is very dangerous. Why is this dangerous, taser, having a judge say that medical examiners and doctors can't say tasers aren't good for your heart?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on the show today. I appreciate the opportunity to discuss this. First of all, let's start out and say that tasers, or what we call electromechanical devices, are a novel and new method of taking people into custody. And they are much safer in that regard than using excessive force and possibly handguns or firing at victims. So it is a novel and new technology, and it's been very effective. But because of that, we haven't been able to study the technology in real-life situations. And more it seems that tasers or these electromechanical disruptive devices are involved in cases where individuals die suddenly. Those individuals are commonly violent. They are extremely disoriented and have high levels of drugs in some cases, but that's not to disguise the fact that the terminal events are often involved with some kind of electromechanical dissociation device. So,
well, we also have, I mean, you're right, most of the time it's somebody hopped up, charged up, and so they taser them 5, 6, 7, 10, 11, 12, 14 times. That's generally what's happening because the taser isn't fully knocking them out because they're in rampage mode. But we have old ladies dying. We have people that won't get out of a wheelchair or quadriplegic being tasered and having heart attacks. I mean, there's also a lot of cases where, but they're saying, no, the taser has nothing to do with it.
Well, the tasers are becoming much more available even to non-law enforcement applications, and this is a real concern that individuals who aren't used to using these or use them for other purposes will get a hold of them. But as far as the situations go, is that now that we have more research, we're starting to see episodes where we're highly suspicious that tasers can cause death under certain circumstances, such as when the taser would be used at a particular interval when the heart is very susceptible to going into cardiac arrhythmia or some kind of a heart attack. So the more experience we get with these, the more we're learning about them. The National Association of Medical Examiners is involved in a major literature review to look at the research that has been done on these and to help inform the Department of Justice on the safe use of the equipment. Now, getting to the, I guess, the crux of the issue, and that is a recent court case out of Ohio in which the representatives from Taser sued the medical examiner to require her to remove any mention of the use of a taser or electromechanical disruptive device within the autopsy protocol. The autopsy protocol, in our opinion, is a medical record. And the judge ordering the pathologist to remove that information from the medical record is tantamount to invading the purview of the physician treating the patient. And
they're practicing medicine now. The judge now has a medical degree.
Exactly. And I think it also sets a slippery slope into what you had mentioned before as to when this opens up a whole issue about going in and sanitizing records and removing mention of activities and evidence that the medical examiner sees and documents within the autopsy protocol.
Well, what are they thinking? I mean, Taser's picked a fight with all the physicians, and medical examiners are, according to what I've read, and my dad's a physician, are some of the most trained and most prestigious of physicians, and it's very, you know, scientific with all these areas of, I mean, to come to this huge group of top physicians and say, you're not allowed to say tasers are associated with people dying, and I mean, not just that, it's an insult to common sense.
Well, you know, medical examiners, our role is to determine cause and manner of death and to use objective observations in coming to those conclusions. And we're independent agencies that that look at these cases. And in this case, by invading the purview, we think that we agree with you that the judge is practicing medicine and determining what will and will not be within the medical record.
Does he have a medical degree?
No, not to my recollection.
Does he have, and specifically, you know, does he have one in pathology? This is bizarre.
Well, I think more and more judges are being asked by the court to make determinations as to who are experts, and I think they've taken, in this case, they've taken it too far.
Well, I mean, am I correct, sir, to say the heart is electrochemical? It has ganglii of nerves. Everybody knows that any electricity getting in there can, I mean, a small amount from a pacemaker changes its beat. And now I've been looking over the medical literature. I'm not a doctor, but I mean, it's clear that it's these tasers are making people die, and tasers saying, no, you will not say that. And now they're talking about beefing up the power from 50,000 to 70,000 watts?
Well, let's just say that in most cases where you have a product that is suspected in being involved in causing death or injury, the manufacturers of that product are very willing and desirous of working with physicians and individuals within our organization to help identify the factors that that result in the death. And in this case, the Taser company is highly aggressive in protecting their product, and they're attempting to remove the or simply just to remove the mention of their device and not take a what we consider to be an objective evaluation of these deaths and help us study them.
But then I've seen them make up other reasons. They say, oh, they got upset and had a heart attack. You know, he's 25. He got upset. He just died because he got upset.
Well, in many of these cases, the death is multifactorial. You have an individual who, as you mentioned, have high amounts of stimulant drugs, for example, cocaine or amphetamines, and they have a long altercations with law enforcement, and the buildup of the adrenaline can also stimulate the heart decrease the threshold where that heart would go into fibrillation when sustaining an electroshock.
Yeah, the heart's already jacked up like a rabbit's, and then it gets hit with 50,000 volts.
Well, correct. And we just feel that our organization is adamantly opposed to the ability of the judge to remove this information and order a pathologist to remove the information.
Doc, we got a quick break. One more little five-minute segment with you, please, sir. We'll be right back. Stay with us. This is so important. Are the judges and police going to be doctors now? We'll be right back. I mean, maybe they'll be God next. I don't know.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract.
To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com.
You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with a worse toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
Okay, let's go right back to the head of a very prestigious medical organization, National Association of Medical Examiners, and that's Jeffrey Jensen. We got 5 minutes left, sir. Just run the gamut, because I don't think some listeners may not realize just how incredible and amazing what's happening really is.
Well, the involvement, the increasing involvement of tasers and related to sudden and unexpected deaths and individuals are being taken under custody by law enforcement is becoming very alarming. And there have been studies in Canada and California that have suggested that these products are not as safe as we once thought, and they're calling for independent research on these to determine how safe they are before we release them to law enforcement. Our organization is especially concerned about the judge's court activity in which he ordered the medical examiner to remove any mention of the taser use within the autopsy protocol, which we feel is an infringement upon our constitutional right of freedom of speech and our professional duties to determine the cause and manner of death. We are, as an organization, considering appealing this decision, and we're waiting for the prosecutor in the area to make a decision in that case before we would proceed.
Well, look, it's one county, three deaths from Taser, just with this case, and the company's being so aggressive. I don't see how this could stand. I mean, this is just crazy. And now police in Canada are using it if they catch you on the train without paying. They say as a form of punishment, or if you don't give a urine test in jail, they taser you. I mean, this is like cattle prods.
Well, as I mentioned, our organization is concerned that they're being used indiscriminately and by individuals that aren't trained to use them. You know, we are very willing to assist in the research into these products and to alert law enforcement about the use and the misuse of these. But we really feel that we have a right to make an objective determination of the cause and manner of death. We also understand that there may be differences of opinion, and we're willing to take those into effect, and whether those carry the day in the court, that's not our objection. Our objection is to being ordered to remove all mention of the device.
I've heard of police chiefs and mayors getting indicted for ordering medical examiners to change reports.
Well, it's we are legal and have our own authority, and when that authority is invaded by individuals and other agencies, it disrupts the balance of power.
Methinks they protest too much. Taser is acting very aggressive, very suspiciously. You have in the over 500 now in the Western world known deaths right after you get tased, and it seems like they're trying to deny reality, and I don't see this as a fight they're going to win.
Well, as I mentioned, as research comes out and as we have more and more experience with these, hopefully the Taser company will come alongside and continue the research on these products.
Well, for those that don't know, headline, Taser went in court, puts chill on doctors. That's crazy. Doctors condemn threatening Taser ruling. Physicians speak out on bullying tactics of Taser International over its less-than-lethal weapons. And I think it goes to police threat continuum. I mean, you know, they shouldn't use this because somebody talks back to them. This is like right before they've got to use their gun with somebody, I guess, that's swinging at them. I mean,
correct.
What are they really supposed to use these?
These are an advanced method of taking an individual into custody, and as you mentioned, should be used. I'm not a law enforcement expert, but should be used only when other non-dangerous methods have been, gone over.
Well, have you seen the footage of people in the drunk tank, and they're telling them walk on the line, do their hands, do that? You don't have to under the Fifth Amendment. And the guy's being polite, and the cop's choking him, and then he tasers him as for punishment for not doing it.
No, I haven't seen those.
Well, it's just incredible. How long until we get some word on whether you guys are going to appeal this?
We should know within the next 30 days of, where this court case is going.
Okay, thename.org, thename.org, National Association of Medical Examiners, and we've had their director, their head guy, on, Jeffrey Jensen. Sir, thank you so much for coming on with us, and please pop back in as things develop as we follow this.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Doctor. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, there goes Dr. Jensen. We'll be right back with Kevin Booth's Taser story.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole Wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Can a magnet relieve pain? Can a magnet kill bacteria? Can a magnet address your health concerns? Lion Legacy has the answer. Lion Legacy has been around for 17 years and has coined the phrase properly designed therapeutic magnets. Lion Legacy offers therapeutic magnets that are used by people all around the world with great success. These are not everyday magnets that are designed to hold a report card on the refrigerator. No, these magnets are nothing like you've ever seen. What makes them different? What makes them unique? Well, the poles are separated to deliver the healing energy of the North Pole and are large enough to deliver an effective force field. They're so durable that if you happen to drop them, they won't lose their strength. There is nothing more natural and safe than magnetic therapy. Lion Legacy has developed a line of supplements that improve the effectiveness of the magnets even more. For more information, visit lionlegacy.com or call 800-778-5731. That's 800-778-5731 or go to lyonlegacy.com today.
Ira Haynes, Ira Haynes, call him drunken Ira Haynes, he will answer.
We're going to play the Flowbots video at the end of this hour, starting the fourth hour. PrisonPlanet.tv viewers will be able to see it over the live video feed. We do every day in the fourth hour, but many times we end up doing 3-4 hours of the show. Some days we're about to go back to Kevin Booth, the maker of American Drug War, to talk more about that film. And, yes, take your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. We're going to have Tommy Chung and Cheech on for at least an hour coming up in the next month or so. We'll open the phones up then as well. 1-800-259-9231. I mean, how transparent does this drug war have to get? How fraudulent? How obvious? We'll go to Kevin Booth in one moment. Before I do that, don't forget we're trying to capitalize around here. We're trying to build up our capital so I can get a bigger office, bigger studio, better cameras, better computers, and launch a dish, a network, TV show, and then a network itself. And we're looking into all of it. It's doable. We know we can do it. It just takes the capital. And we can, unless the economy totally implodes the next year, if we get this launched the next 6 months, which is a big job, we could have a network up in the next year. We get a show launched, then a network. But that's why people heard us talk about that and other issues and launch the InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Now, I'm not running this, but later today, there'll be a PayPal up there with a link. It'll be next Saturday. Not this Saturday. Next Saturday will be the InfoWars Money Bomb. $50,000+ pledged right now. Frankly, what we can do with $1 million is unbelievable. It'll probably be more like 100,000, I guess, will come in. And that sounds like a lot. It's not in TV. We don't have the New World Order funding us. So we need your help. Go subscribe to PrisonPlanet.tv to help fund what we're doing. Get all the great videos, books, materials, TV shows, and super high quality. Burn them to disc. Get them out to people. PrisonPlanet.tv helps us. Or you can also go and you can... Oh, there's some bizarre misnomer that all my websites are subscription. InfoWars is not subscription. Prison Planet is not subscription. I get millions of visitors a week. I do not even have but a couple thousand subscribers. Well, I tell you, the ignorance out there is amazing. But the point is, we need more subscribers to fund what we're doing. So get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, buy the books, the DVDs, American Drug War, supporting other filmmakers like Kevin Booth, and then supporting me a little bit by getting it at InfoWars.com. Plus, it's not in the stores yet. It's only available there and at his site, AmericanDrugWar.com. Also, there's sponsors, not just the InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. The sponsors are tried and true, and they're great products. Like Interfood, ladies and gentlemen, the best green food out there I have found, bar none. They've also got healthy coffees, healthy cocos and things of that nature that I use regularly in my home. But their green food is amazing. They've been supporting the Patriot radio movement for years. Go to PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Click on the Inner Health Botanical banner and get 10% off by linking to that subpage on all their products. Buy in bulk an additional 20% off. Or when you call them, tell them Alex Jones sent you and get those discounts. 1-866-762-9238. 1-866-762-9238 or innerfood.com. So 20 unadulterated organic superfoods like dulse, kelp, barley grass, wheatgrass, chlorella, spirulina, beetroot, cherry root, barley grass, on and on and on. Just amazing stuff. Innerfood.com or 1-866-762-9238. Then there's Aloe's, hundreds of fine products at the folks at New Vitality. Big banner on InfoWars.com to link through to NewVitality.com if you forget the address. Hundreds of products, and they don't have magic cure, magical magnets to tie around your snout. They don't have magical pyramid beams that, you know, destroy the chemtrails and other fruitcakeness. No, they just go, hey, we got well-known concentrated aloe vera that flushes your guts out with a bunch of other herbs that are well-known and documented for centuries to detoxify and flush your gut out at reasonable prices. 1-800-569-4056, 1-800-569-4056. Other great stuff like Super Beta Prostate, one of the number one, but it's been and still is the number one. Sometimes they're not number one, so I've got to be technical. They're in the top two or three prostate formulas out there, well-known herbs that shrink the prostate and make it healthier. 1-800-569-4056 or newvitality.com. That said, that's how we operate and fund ourselves here, and I only bring you products I believe in. That's the products you hear me endorsing, not necessarily ones you hear being advertised. Not saying the other stuff isn't bad or isn't good. I'm just saying I'm not vouching for it. I'll be clear about that. Because I just cringe sometimes. I just got to say that morally. But the stuff I push, I believe in, ladies and gentlemen, I use it. Like I was fighting over the Aloe's just a few days ago with Rob. He thought it would be for him. I said, get your own free bottle. Mine! Actually happened. Anyways, it's an insane life. By the way, good old Rob Jacobson, I met him through Kevin Booth. He worked a little bit on American Drug War at the first. Kevin, tell your taser story.
I was got to go out on a ride along with the LAPD, and we went to the most infamous neighborhood in Los Angeles through the Skid Row area, which is now by far more dangerous than even South Central is. And
that's where the term Skid Row comes from.
Yeah, I mean, it's a place where they purposely like kind of dump all the homeless people. Now there's stories now where hospitals are dumping old patients that can't pay their bills.
By the way, that's been confirmed, and the person will beg and they'll punch them in the face. Yeah,
and they've got it on camera. Hospitals just dumping old women with no shoes on and bad, like your old grandmother, like in a bathrobe. And
it's like we're India or Mexico or Guatemala. This country is gone.
It's unbelievable. So it was right. Chinatown is right in the border there, very close, and they got a call, and there was a black guy on PCP had taken off all of his clothes. He had run into this Chinese restaurant.
Don't say what he's doing. It's in the film.
And, yeah, he just went crazy. And basically what was interesting that I've never spoke about before was, you know, after they had shot him with the tasers, he had all these darts in his back. And it was the way that the policemen and even the EMS guys were handling it that was just has always stuck in my mind. It was almost like a medical procedure, the way they had their gloves on and they were sitting there like constantly making sure that the darts were all like secure and in place, and they treated him with such gentle care while they tasered him.
That's part of the sick mental illness. The death camps in Germany made it a procedure. How many taser darts did he have in his back?
About 7.
Now, that's why people are dying. It's the repeated tasering, the studies show. Did they need to taser him 7 times?
He was already, subdued at that point. He was sitting there still.
Well, yeah, he's peaceful. I mean, he was peacefully in the restaurant sticking ice cubes somewhere. That's all we're going to say.
Yeah.
And sorry this film's so graphic. We're not into this. It's what's really going on.
Right. I mean, I had to just show this thing, and I didn't even show it as a way to really... I'm not trying to make the police look bad by this. This was just them. I mean, at least they didn't kill the guy, right? But then it's what I had to go through. I mean, and after this.
But why 7 tasers? They just all had to get in on it because surrounded
him? How many darts? I'm not sure how many guns were shot at him, but it was just the way that they kept it going and the way they carefully placed him on a gurney and carried him into an ambulance while the guys kept all the taser darts in his back. So the guy was like long. He was completely restrained, head to toe restrained with a hood over his head, everything. And yet they left all the darts in his back. They carefully placed them on the gurney, and the guy, like, holding the gun that was, popping the juice on him, escorted him into the ambulance.
How many times did they juice him?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
Well, I mean, did you hear the ticking repeatedly?
No, not that many times. They had done most of it before I got there with a camera. I was, like, seeing the aftermath. It was I'm not sure how much ticking there is when the wires are in. I think the ticking is when there's, like, a gap. And there's like different types of tasers, so they work differently. But what I wanted to talk about was just about how the LAPD tried to censor me from being able to use the footage in the film, and how they basically, I had to sign this contract in order to go on the ride along, and then they told me that if after watching the footage that I would have to remove the footage, and they said, well, you're. They had this woman who was like this Emmy Award-winning news anchor woman who had been now the head of public relations for LAPD, calls me up, and she's like, Kevin, I can understand why you want to have that footage in your film. It's powerful. It's powerful. I understand why you want it, but we just can't allow you to do that because it gives away our police procedures. And that was their reasoning. And then she told me that if I left it in the film, that I would be sorry. And that's how she left it with me.
And now you've been getting helicopter visits and
tofu. Right after I got producer tax. I got a thing in the mail saying, you owe 3 years of back producer tax. And it was this producer tax. I called everybody I know that's lived in Los Angeles our whole lives. Nobody's ever heard of a thing called producer tax. And yet now I got it. And they basically said, if you don't pay this producer tax, we could take your home away.
You need to incorporate back in Texas or Alaska.
I'm incorporated in Nevada.
They can't do that. That's you're not under a union. That's a load of bull.
It's crazy. My lawyer looked into it. It came from the mayor's office. That's just one of many things. And then I suddenly start getting jury duty, and it's just like all of a sudden. I'm like the target of all these little things I have to constantly
tell me about the guys on the light pole every other day in the helicopter.
Oh, well, I mean, here in the Hollywood Hills, I mean, there's always helicopters buzzing around, but I'm constantly having helicopters that will just, the guy, I'm on the very top of a mountain, and the guy will just be like practically face to face with me. I've got pictures. I could email you a picture.
You got to put those on the web.
Yeah, they just sit there and buzz and.
Hey, get this. They were going to buy like these 13 or 12 million, I forget, dollar German helicopters. And I noticed that they were overpaying for them. And I went down and complained. And I said, stop saying it's Starflight. You're mainly going to use this to harass people. And the pilots all got real mad. And guess what they did a few days later? This was admitted. They flew over my parents' house, who live on 3 acres in the middle of town. And the guy hung out and flipped my mother off. I mean, at treetop level. I mean, these people are amazing.
Yeah, no, I just wonder, how much fuel they actually waste while they, buzz around sometimes up there. It's incredible. I mean, you got to just go, what are you guys doing? I mean,
well, see, that's like the last address. I guess they don't know where my address was at the time because I was, 23 when that happened. I moved out of home for, 5-6 years then. But no, I mean, it was right there, and she walks out, and it kept going for minutes, and he was like, right over the trees. I mean, dangerous. And then she comes out, and she's looking, and the guy hangs out the side and just flips her off.
That's classic.
I mean, you got to love America, don't you, Kevin?
That's classic. You know, to back to Tommy, you know, a little bit to wrap up on the Tommy Chong thing, and, you know, for any of your listeners out there that think of him as like an old stoner hippie or something like that, or a bad influence. I mean, Tommy has become an American icon, and that's why it was so important for them to take him down. But I, you know, why the drug war is so important, and it's hard, you know, I try to go to college campuses, and a lot of the young kids out there, they don't really understand it, because they equate it with, like, well, the only reason anybody would want to stop the drug war is because they want to do drugs. And it's, you know, when Richard Nixon put marijuana in Schedule 1 back in 71, that was definitely a defining moment. And anybody out there, it doesn't matter whether you smoke pot or not, whether you smoke cigarettes or not, whatever. When our government tells you that you can go to prison and will go to prison for growing a plant, or you can go to prison because you want to smoke green herbs instead of brown tobacco, then you're not living in a free country.
Well, now if you have any of the chemicals used in making amphetamines, they'll put you in jail. Now the chemicals you go to prison for.
And this latest story we've been watching, too, I just made a little video clip called Operation Sudden Fall. I think you had a link to it on InfoWars. You can also go to YouTube and just type in Operation Sudden Fall. They just had this arrest. And so because of the death of one or two kids, obviously, you know, a 19-year-old white girl from an overdose of cocaine on the San Diego University campus, they arrested over 75 students, and as a result, almost 100 students now aren't going to be graduating.
And, of course, who was dealing the drugs? It was all the guys going to school to be cops.
Yeah, exactly.
They were all
Homeland Security.
That's good officers. I don't know why they did that.
Yeah, exactly. Homeland Security guys, frat boys and all that. But the point is that what they do is they bleed it all together. So, you know, it's one thing if you want to arrest the top dog and he was sitting on 4 pounds of cocaine and all that. I understand that. But what they did was they arrested anybody that they could give to sell even a joint to an undercover officer. They went in there and they planted.
Yeah, most of the arrests were for marijuana and not cocaine and heroin that the government's shipping in.
Yeah, exactly. But when you watch the news stories about it, they skew all the lines. And all of a sudden they draw these charts, like the classic, like, Costa Nostra, or like the big Godfather charts, where it's like, here's the top guys, and, you know, like that, the big flow chart of all the faces. And it's all these goofy college students. And you're realizing, like, some of these faces of people, it's a kid that had a quarter ounce of pot. And, I also wanted to tell one other story really quick. And that is, we know a young boy who's a friend of the family who, he had to go to a 60-day court-ordered drug rehab there in Texas. And while he was in the drug rehab, and by the way, he had to go there because they caught him with a bowl of marijuana, they get cable TV in there, and they were told that if they watched American Drug War or the show Breaking Bad, that they would be sent to lockup.
Amazing. So he was sent to jail for a bowl, basically the amount that's in a cigarette.
Right.
Or a bowl.
Exactly. Right. He had a DWI charge, in all fairness, and so he was under probation.
Yeah, but the point is that we have more people in prison. What's a greater danger? Somebody smoking marijuana, or even a few drunk drivers when they're not even allowed to arrest the illegal aliens, that's admitted, or millions of goons running around shaking us down. I mean, you know, that's the greater danger.
Well, now they've taken a young boy who has never been exposed to hard criminals or hard drug use, and now he's spent 60 days side by side with hardcore heroin users, the PCP users.
And those are new friends. Those are contacts he's going to make, and they're called colleges of prison. And everybody knows this. And don't give it to me, cops. You don't. The drugs aren't brought in by your bosses, and that, oh, I'm making stuff up. We all know there's triple the heroin, double the cocaine there was 15 years ago. We all know we've gone from 300,000 in prison to 7 million in the system, 4 million behind bars. They're building even more prisons, from 300,000 cops to 2 million cops. We all know it's a joke. We all know that by criminalizing it, it makes the drugs be very expensive. Now we have huge drug gangs taking over. Thanks a lot, dirtbag government. And thanks a lot, ignorant mainline conservatives who went along with Nixon, whose whole administration was run by narcotics traffickers. They were bringing in drugs. They wanted higher prices.
Yeah, so, this drug war is reportedly now, just in the upfront tax cost, is now cost the taxpayers over $1 trillion. That's just the reported, like, to fund their normal budgets. That's not all.
And here's the deal. Here's the deal. They got $3 trillion with the phony war so far, over $1 trillion with this. They've militarized. They're a business. And now they're coming for speeding, not using a turn signal. You're going to get hard prison time now. Have you heard about Florida? 10 years in jail for speeding?
No, I haven't heard of that one.
Oh, yeah. In England, I got stories here. You take your trash out, they arrest you. You take your trash out before midnight, before the day, they arrest you. You drop a banana peel. It's now happening here. Cops are being arrested because fellow cops spy on them and see them smoke a cigar on their bass boat. It's over. They're fired. I mean, there's tattletales everywhere. Did you see the New York Times, Kevin, where 44% up in tipster lines, grandmothers turning in grandchildren?
No, I didn't see that. No.
I mean, that is land of the coward, home of the slaves. I mean, that is land of scum and filth. Well, let's admit what we are, folks. We are bloated, disgusting, evil, retarded, petulant, greedy, backstabbing rats. Maybe we can turn it around, but who knows?
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslaving. You have been warned.
World Products Now is introducing the new Detoxer foot and body pads that work while you're sleeping to pull heavy metals and toxins from the body. Our Detoxer pads release unwanted toxins, relieve stress and pain, and improves the immune system, circulation, and blockages all while you're sleeping. Very simply, you put one pad on each foot before bedtime and go to sleep. And when you wake up, the toxins that are drawn out of the body will be in the pads. You peel them off and throw them away. It's that simple. Call 908-691-2608. We encourage our customers to detox in as many ways as possible to bring the body back to a balance. The average person is exposed to hundreds of chemicals daily. This is one of the many powerful ways to detox the body. We recommend you try our Detoxer foot pads and see and feel the difference for yourself. Call today at 1-908-691-2608. Our Detoxer foot pads are vegan and environmentally friendly and do not contain chitosan. Call today, World Products Now, at 1-908-691-2608.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Folks, I don't care how you dress, how you look. That doesn't mean anything to me. But the police have been trained that long hair is an enemy uniform. They have been trained that hippie-style clothes, trendy, any of it. And my whole deal is, I mean, do you want a trained paramilitary force that needs to throw you into a meat grinder to feed the drug cartels and that own the prisons? Do you want them to alert on you? It's kind of like if a bull attacks somebody in red, why are you wearing red? And you're like, because I'm allowed to wear what I want. I know, but you're in an enemy camp. This is a, we are occupied. MIT admits it. We are under a scientific Pentagon slave grid. They're locking it down. They're building camps. And they want to alert on you young people. You defeat them by never using their drugs. You defeat them by waking others up. You defeat them by exposing them. You defeat them by living better than them and not being degenerate scum. I mean, it's so sick, so dishonorable. Kevin, does it ever just blow you away mentally that, that reality is so crazy that the government ships the drugs in and then puts us in prison for using it? I mean, the diabolical criminal mind there.
Well, I mean, what blows me away is the what they're allowed to sell as prescription drugs compared to that, where the drugs that I can go out and get legal prescriptions for from a doctor are so much more powerful and so much more dangerous on so many different levels with side effects and just making you crazy. I mean, when I was younger experimenting with drugs, one time I took a diet pill, and I mean, I had a full-on psychotic episode. Nothing compared to any of the illegal drugs. I've had much more bizarre, horrifying experiences from legal prescription drugs.
Oh, I've had girlfriends that were on Prozac, and they were complete lunatics.
Yeah, no, and that's at the center core of this whole drug war, and that is, it's really, you know, to me, it's like the pharmaceutical cartels and the oil cartels are really kind of like behind this whole.
And they launder the drug money. They've been caught hundreds of times. The Federal Reserve's been caught with hundreds of billions of drug money before. I mean, why not? Because they got to keep the drugs illegal to keep the price up. And then you put us in jail, you bastards.
Maybe I'm going to build a car that runs off of cocaine. Cheaper.
Oh, my God. Can you believe that they're talking about $200 a barrel or $10, $12, $14 gas?
I know, exactly. That's why I'm going to build a car that will run off cocaine. It'll be cheaper.
You probably have Richard Grasso, head of the New York Stock Exchange, visit you. These people make me sick, man.
It's incredible. I just want to make sure that everybody stays focused on the drug war with all these issues that are coming down right now, election fraud and all of these things. It's important to keep your eyes on the drug war, because the drug war is at the nucleus of this whole thing. I mean, it's been an incredible tool. Without the drug war, yeah, they would not be where they are today.
Yeah, that was their cover to militarize the police, build their camps, build their prison complex. Now is the next move. You know, they've only eaten part of the. Now they're going to fully digest the country.
Right. I mean drugs and terror. I mean, those are the two things that will never be defeated, and that we're going to like go down trying to fight.
Well, look at what a hoax it is, Kevin. Look at what a hoax it is that the war on terror, I mean, they're training local police how to, quote, look, have detect roadside bombs in Austin. I mean, this is insane.
Yeah,
I mean,
when it hasn't even happened once, right? I mean, you know what I mean?
It's an excuse
so
to go under military control. Hey, Kevin, will you stay with us and take calls?
Sure.
1-800-259-9231. You can also call me on the local line at 512-646-5400 or 1-888-201-2244. Is that the new money bomb number?
Ah,
that starts not this Saturday, but next Saturday, like T-minus 9 days. I want to raise hundreds of thousands of dollars. You have my total commitment. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. All money given on the PayPal and the toll-free number on that money bomb day will go to fight the new world order. Get American Drug War, the new film, Defeat the Terrorists. They are the terrorists. By getting the film and showing everyone. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved